It's Tuesday, time to read from your emails and web comments. Rich Benjamin introduced us to Whitopia last week, an area he defines as whiter than the nation, its respective region, and its state, and with a certain social charm. Douglas Edwards emailed from California to say he lives in a Whitopia. 0.09% black, he wrote, and the people here think they are diverse. I am black and married to a white woman, raising four white kids. That gets me a lot of attention here. Another listener, Ashley Gooden, emailed, I have an issue with this being represented as a racial issue. I have found that the greater motivation for moving is the presence of higher paying jobs and better public school systems for children. These areas have higher graduation rates, lower crime rates. I've also found most of the residents of these areas to be more accepting and tolerant of other races than people within other rural communities with a greater ethnic diversity. Who would not want these benefits for themselves and their families? We also got diverse opinions on the age of responsibility. You can buy a car at 18, but not rent one till 25. You can go to war at 18, but can't drink till 21. All with good reason, according to Stace, who wrote us, a few weeks after I got my driver's license, I totaled my first car going 80 miles an hour on a country road in the rain. Thanks to seatbelts, my brother and I walked away without a scratch. Now that I have children of my own, I am horrified at what could have happened. Now I feel 16 is far too young to drive, and I'm grateful for our children who will come of age in Britain, where my husband grew up and we will eventually plan to move. Another listener said, not so fast. 16-year-old Will complained, there is no definite age of responsibility. Teenagers can be good drivers. There are plenty of people in their 70s who drive much worse than us. It's my belief that people become responsible when they have it thrust upon them, or at least they prove their responsibility. We should have harder tests to prove proficiency, but allow anyone to take them and even force them to do so. Finally, many of you shared your stories of signing up for the military yesterday, including Laura, who emailed from North Carolina to tell us, I joined Army ROTC in the 1980s to help pay for college. Initially, I wasn't interested, but my parents suggested it. Once I signed up, I was hooked. It was undoubtedly the best decision I ever made. Having served in two combat areas always reminded me to focus on what is really important in life and not to sweat the small stuff. I was able to travel and met so many people from all walks of life from all over the United States. It opens you up to other points of view, something we seem to be sorely lacking today. Another listener wrote with a very different vantage point. The military seems like a wonderful opportunity to gain skills, see the world, and express my patriotism. The reason I am not in the military is because I am gay. I unfortunately cannot sign up without sacrificing who I am. That email from Clayton in Salt Lake City. If you have questions, comments, or corrections for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address, talk@npr.org. Talk of the Nation is produced by Susan Lund, David Gura, April Failing, Kareem Estefan, Dahlia Martinez, and Barry Hardiman. Our editor is Scott Mark Cameron. Sarah Handel is our associate producer. She's away this week. Joanne Stein is our production assistant. Beth Novi handles our web content. Our intern is Anna White Knockleby. Gwen Uten directs the program. Ivan Burketh is our technical director. He gets help from Peter Alana and Jerry Tennant and Neil Ellis. Talk of the Nation's theme music was composed by Greg Smith. Our supervising senior producer is Carlene Watson. Sue Goodwin is the executive producer. Ellen McDonald is NPR's executive producer of news programming. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.